Investigators to study flight data recorded from value jet crash. Mitsubishi hires Lynn Martin to study sex harassment charges. U.S.-China trade war could be hours away. Good Tuesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Federal air safety experts today start examining the first solid clues in the crash of ValueJet Flight 592.
This is Dan Revive in Miami. Crash investigators considered it an early lucky break.
He stepped on it.
That's how a Dade County police officer discovered the flight data recorder in the mud, according to Robert Francis, vice chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board. Francis said the NTSB laboratory in Washington was to start work on reading the so-called black box last night. And Francis thought today the other box, the cockpit voice recorder, might be pulled from the swamp.
We're hoping that it will be in along the same area with the other parts of the aircraft that were in that area.
The police officers with the grisly job of wading through the muck will undoubtedly find more human remains. Officials saying they don't believe any corpse could be in one piece and warning that some victims may never be found, not even parts of their bodies. Dan Revive, CBS News, Miami.
The government will investigate itself over the regulation of ValueJet, as correspondent Scott Pelley reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration will be the target of an investigation into the FAA's own oversight of ValueJet Airlines. The Inspector General of the Transportation Department says the FAA knew the airline was in trouble months ago. Mary Fackler-Schiavo says there are allegations the FAA went easy on ValueJet.
We have received some disturbing reports, which we will investigate, which include things such as there was pressure applied to FAA during the inspection of ValueJet, et cetera. We don't know the truth to that yet, but we're going to get to the bottom of it.
There have been 7 incidents in less than a year involving ValueJet, including a fire that destroyed a plane in Atlanta. But the head of the FAA, David Henson, insists his agency's inspections are effective.
There's nothing in ValueJet that I've seen from an operational or safety standpoint that would suggest that they're anything but a safe airline.
The FAA has expanded its inspections of ValueJet, but the Transportation Department's Inspector General says there was plenty of reason to crack down before the Florida disaster. Scott Pelley, CBS News, Dallas.
The Clinton administration is taking new steps in response to the disaster, as we hear from Mark Noller.
In a letter to the president this morning, Transportation Secretary Peña says the FAA will be accelerating the hiring of another 100 aviation safety inspectors already approved by Congress. In addition, Peña tells the president that steps have been taken to upgrade the FAA's computer tracking of aviation inspections. And lastly, Peña says...
Well, we have a false take on that. The time now, 3 minutes past the hour.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
Today on Eyewitness News at 4, 5, 6, and 11.
I'm Harold Green, OJ at Oxford for the Great Simpson Debate. How will a Jew stand up to the tough questions? Gary Gabriel reports live from London.
Also at 5.
I'm Lisa McCree. What's life like for young girls behind bars? Laura Diaz goes inside juvenile jail to find out.
Then at 11.
If you think most cross-dressers are gay, think again. You won't believe who's wearing a dress and why.
Watch Eyewitness News only on Channel 7.
Imagine this. Your child is kidnapped, trapped inside the trunk of a car. Could he get out alive?
Popping the taillight wires out, fantastic way to signal the police.
On the next Oprah, learn simple tricks your children can use to outsmart attackers.
They're not expecting the child to react.
We're going to give you ideas you have never heard before. They could save your child's life.
I twisted my head and then I screamed.
Send your child to escape school on the next Oprah.
Today at 3. Then it's Eyewitness News at 4, only on Channel 7.
Japan's Mitsubishi Motors is hiring former Labor Secretary Lynn Martin to investigate charges of sexual harassment by female workers at its Normal, Illinois plant. The company says it hopes to bring a quick end to the suit filed by the EEOC, but plaintiff's attorney Patricia Banassi is dubious.
They've gone from one political and media event to another.
Consumer prices rose a moderate 0.4% in April, despite a sharp increase in energy costs. That's in line with Wall Street forecast and comforting to Chase Bank economist Erwin Kellner.
This continues to be a Goldilocks economy, not too hot, not too cold, just right.
Retail sales fell 0.3% in April, the first drop in 5 months. Efforts are underway in Congress to break an election year logjam, Rob Armstrong reports.
More than 2 weeks of Senate gridlock could end later today. Last evening, Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole confirmed an offer to Democrats involving 5 separate issues: raising the minimum wage, temporary repeal of the 1993 gas tax, the Republican labor measure known as the TEAM Act, the bill to repay the fired head of the White House travel office, Billy Dale, for his legal expenses, and the so-called taxpayer Bill of Rights. Dole says if Democrats agree during their luncheon caucuses today, the five could all be done later in the afternoon. But the House remains a problem, with several GOP leaders still determined to block the minimum wage. The White House liaison with Congress, John Hilly, told reporters that unless the House will go along and the deal comes to the president in a form he can sign, there will be no deal at all. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
With U.S.-China trade talks bogged down, the Clinton administration is ready to publish a list of some $3 billion worth of Chinese goods that qualify for 100% import tax. In Beijing, Lucy McNeil has more on negotiations over software piracy.
The talks have gone nowhere, and Beijing claims it's all Washington's fault. Foreign Ministry spokesman Cui Tiankai said through an interpreter that China is willing to do even more to crush piracy.
A number of additional measures for the purpose were also presented.
Cui did not detail the new offer, but he said it wasn't enough to sway Assistant Trade Representative Lee Sands. Wednesday, the U.S. Trade Office is expected to publish a list of Chinese imports that could be slapped with sanctions, and Beijing has promised to retaliate in kind. Both countries have 1 month before they take effect. 1 month to step back from the brink of a devastating trade war. Lucy McNeil for CBS News, Beijing.
The U.S. and Japan have ruled out immediate food aid for North Korea, which the U.N. says is on the brink of famine. They supported South Korea's argument that the North can still manage a food shortage stemming from last year's floods. Thousands of hungry Liberian war refugees have finally been allowed to leave a rusty freighter that was stranded at sea for 10 days. While it's repaired, they will stay at a U.N. camp in Ghana. Police in Salt Lake County, Utah, say a 15-year-old hijacked a school bus this morning, shooting the driver in the leg and then taking the wheel. There was a high-speed chase which ended with the bus ramming into a house. No word on any other injuries other than that to the driver. 7 minutes past the hour.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
If you had just bought a brand new Mercedes-Benz S500, then you'd be concerned about getting even the tiniest scratch on it. Thoughtfully, Mercedes provides you with a special warning device. It's called a bumper. And it sounds something like this when you get too close to the curb, a telephone pole, or another car. Now, if you just bought a new BMW 750 IL, you'd have similar concerns. So BMW has also provided a warning device that lets you know when you get too close to the curb, a telephone pole, or another car. Obviously, there are vast differences between the two devices. Replacing the bumper on the Mercedes runs about $1,500, while the parking distance control on a BMW 750 IL is standard equipment. So while you may choose a BMW for its virtually self-tuning engine, a detail like the parking distance control should serve as a reminder that BMW is the ultimate driving machine. Drive one at your Southern California BMW dealer.
Over the objections of animal rights activists, the Make-A-Wish Foundation has endorsed the $4,000 Alaska bear hunting trip for a dying Minnesota teen. Board member Douglas Elmitz.
The wish is perfectly legal. It's a legal wish to go hunting. And in fact, there are some chapters that would not grant a wish like this, but there are many chapters in the United States that would endorse this type of wish.
The Los Angeles and San Francisco chapters have objected. 7-year-old Juliet Harris of Pinos Altos, New Mexico, would rather get 7 painful rabies shots than see the bear cub that bit her die. The 8-pound bear bit her hand last week as she was carrying it, and health officials said they'd have to kill it to check for rabies. But Juliet said she couldn't bear that, and she now has 2 shots to go. There's to be a new mediator in the 51-day standoff between the FBI and Montana Freeman. He's Colorado Republican State Senator Charles Duke. With no help from Johnny Cochran, O.J. Simpson defends himself today before the Oxford Student Union. Adam Rayfield reports.
Today, Simpson takes on England's student elite at the hallowed Oxford Union Debating Society, more used to hosting heads of state than fallen football heroes. Union President Paul Kenward says the 45 minutes of questions will be probing but respectful.
The biggest criminal we've had here probably is Richard Nixon. Of course, OJ's been acquitted. So probably you could say that he's by no means the most guilty man we've had here.
And it will be jammed. Student newspaper editor Chris Philp says supposedly free tickets are changing hands at high prices.
And there's a healthy black market alive and kicking around the university now.
But there will be no cameras, no microphones in the chamber, and no press. Adam Rayfield, CBS News, London.
Overseas today, the dollar is mostly higher. London gold is up a nickel. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is ahead 12.92. Time on the roundup now, 10 minutes past the hour.